Hello there, everybody. Happy New Year. You're listening to Stuttering is Cool, the first episode of 2009. It is 2:46 a.m. January 1st, New Year's Day. I hope you all had a great New Year's Eve and a great New Year's Day. I'm just driving back. I guess I should introduce myself. I am Daniele Rossi, lifelong stutterer, even though you haven't heard me stutter yet much. In any case, yeah, episode 35, just driving back from New Year's festivities at a cousin's place downtown, so this is going to be quite a drive for me coming home. I'm on the highway, hoping not to run into any drunk drivers, knock on wood. Anyway, so new year, I have a new website that I haven't had a chance to talk about because I've been spending most of November and December working on it. In fact, that's why I haven't had a show in a long time. I'll talk more about the new website later on. First, I want to talk a bit about what your goals are for 2009. Please send in your comments, preferably in audio format, so us stutterers. I don't know why I'm not stuttering tonight. I was stuttering all day. I even recorded a clip of myself. I'll play later on. I recorded a clip of myself talking. I wanted to add to the show because... hold on, this is a bit of a dangerous drive to be driving and recording at the same time. Let me just switch lanes. Tonight was a party where I didn't know most of the people. It was again one of those that I thought of taking the opportunity, going somewhere where I don't know anybody to meet new people. It's a goal of mine that I have for 2009, hence the whole topic for today's show, which is I want to hear what your goals are. They don't have to be stuttering goals, just whatever goals you have for 2009. 2008 has proven that 2009 will be quite a challenging year. Everything from, people losing their jobs to having to go on job interviews, and that's a hard thing for stutterers, and all that. Thankfully so far I haven't lost my job, but I am looking elsewhere for my job. Even though you have a job, you should always look for opportunities regardless. I know people are saying be thankful that you have a job, stay where you are and all that. It's always good just to keep an eye out. There's no harm in keeping an eye out. Always keep your resume. I know I'm up to date. I know I'm going off on tangents here. I mentioned the party. You know what? It's too late for me to think. I'm pretty much been awake for 24 hours, I think. By the time I get home, it'll be 3. I don't think I'll fall asleep, and I woke up at like 5:45. So right now it's only 2:50. I'm probably exaggerating, but here, let me start again. I'd like to hear your goals. Record a sound file. Any sound file will do. An MP3 is fine. Email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. I'll play it on the next show. You can stutter as much as you want, or you can practice your speech tools and such. You know what? I'm just not thinking straight. I should probably just concentrate on driving. I'm recording with my cell phone because I had my recorder with me and the battery went kaboink. So. Where I'm getting at with your goals for 2009 is New Year's is always a great time to think about the future, where you're at, what you'd like to do. I wrote down all my goals a few days ago. I was on my way to another meetup that I thought, hey, I'll go. You know, practice advertising my stutter, which is one of my goals for 09, to learn and master telling people that I stutter, so I could stutter freely in conversations and not be so embarrassed and awkward and shy about it. I'm finding it difficult. I didn't do so tonight. I'll talk about that in a future episode. I'm shocked I'm not stuttering. In fact, I had recorded myself even earlier today. I was ordering my favorite mochaccino drink, and I didn't stutter. I really wanted to for my show, but instead I recorded sometime during the party. I have a recorder app on my phone, and I'm able to record without people knowing. You'll probably remember a few episodes back where I went to a party where I only knew maybe like two people there, and the rest I didn't know, and everyone were good friends, which makes for quite a challenging, you know, situation for a stutterer, especially to try and make conversation and all that. So tonight we were playing board games, and one of the games is called Taboo, where you're put into teams and you have a word that your team has to guess, but you have to, like, the person whose turn it is has to describe the word in a way that your teammates have to guess it within a certain amount of time. And there are a list of maybe four or five words that you cannot use. And the game is called Taboo. So it's a, like, I thought it was a perfect game for a stutterer to try out. Especially when you're trying to learn to advertise or stutter and all that. So the way the game works is, let's say you have a word like orange, you know. So the way that if the word is orange, you know, the list of words that you can't say, so the taboo words, would be like, say, fruit. You won't be able to say, I don't know, citrus, maybe juice. So, you know, just try and spend some time thinking of how you could describe orange without saying those words. So, when my turn came, I was told expecting to stutter. So, like I said, you know, before, I'm just not stuttering. However, I was, though. Like, you'll hear it in a second. You'll think, oh, he didn't stutter. In fact, you know what? I don't know if... when you stutter, a lot of times when you think you don't stutter, you end up stuttering. Like, you really did, but you don't know. Or rather, you don't know how you end up sounding. So I don't know how I sounded. Obviously, I didn't, you know, go to listen to it. That would have been socially awkward to do. So in any case, this is a good example of the struggles that you go through to try not to stutter, or rather, in my case, I was trying to control the way I was speaking. It was kind of like a cross between controlling the way I controlling my stutter and trying to speak fluently. And I think the influence came from the fact that on my way to the party, I was listening to an episode of Stuttering 101, which is a sister podcast of Stutter Talk. fantastic podcast. For those of you who are in countries where there are no speech therapists, this would be a good podcast for you to listen to, although it's not tailored and it's not meant to be, and it shouldn't be taken as a replacement or a surrogate or, you know, of an actual speech therapist. I've received questions from people asking, or from listeners asking, you know, can you teach me how to, like, get out of a block, or how to, you know, not stutter in situations and all that. So, because I've never truly, I mean, I've had speech therapy in the past, but it's the outdated one that never worked. So my advice is to check out that podcast. They'll explain to you the techniques they use, the stuff that they practice. It's practical tips. You're not going to learn how to speak fluently or get rid of your stutter or to cure it. But, you know, give it a listen. The episode I was listening to tonight, they were talking about speech tools can control your stutter, help you control it. So I think that was on my mind tonight. So, okay, without further ado, here is the recording. When you work in the back of the store...
That's good.
When you order a frou-frou drink at a bar, they add...
An umbrella.
A Cheers. For Nine. You to wrap your lips around. In the 80s, these shirts,
tank top,
color shirts were popular. They were in style. Wham had them in their video.
Oh my God.
Wake me up before you go.
What did you say?
You wouldn't know. Bright colors.
Neon.
Yeah.
Again, you're good.
Washington.
I could have been a contender.
Oh, good one.
Boxer?
Yes. You're good
Time's
at this.
Time's up. Okay,
Time's
that's
up,
it.
Time's
okay.
up.
Okay, we'll give him the boxer one.
All right.
You got them all.
Oh.
Four.
Eight.
Liar.
Pants on fire. Ah, my pants are on fire.
See, that's where you get associated to things that are not...
Wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it would. Last time that I played this, I sucked.
So you're getting better. Who's next?
So there you have it. My other goals, of course, is to work diligently on my Stuttering is Cool comic. Tonight, I came up with the goal of one comic per week. I think it's very ambitious. I'll try for the month of January. I can't guarantee it, but I don't want to pigeonhole myself. What I'll do is I'll just stick to the 2 weeks one, because I do have other drawing goals that I want to do. Other goals, is to meet more women. not just because, you know, I'm... need to get myself a wife. It's also because, I mean, I know a lot of guys. I am very big in the social media tech world of Toronto, and the ratio of guys to girls is there's pretty wide there. So, you know, women are fun. So I'd like to figure out a way to meet more women. You know, it would be great to have a relationship. So in any case, that's one of my goals. That's as personal as I'll get. Other goals would be to network, to be better at networking. Like I said, you know, my primary goal, would be advertising my stutter. And to be more open about it. I know it's a shock to hear that, because I'm pretty open. I mean, I have a podcast about it, but I'm still hiding it. I'm still avoiding. I'm still... trying to cover up, trying to pass myself off as fluent. I still do a lot of secondaries. For example, like I do look away a lot. I know when I first started this podcast, I wasn't looking away. I had developed a habit of always looking at the person I'm talking to. You know what? I'm losing concentration. And I really should concentrate more on driving. So I want to hear what your goals are. I want to play them on the next episode. Send it in. Go to the website. It's a brand new site. Okay? All the information is there on how you can participate. There's a phone number that you can dial. I don't know it from the top of my head, but go to stutteringiscool.com and you'll notice it's different now, hence web new design. All the info is under the podcast, which I should probably write on the homepage. But hey, tell me if you see anything wrong, any suggestions. If there's anything that you're having trouble finding on the site, let me know. A new design isn't written in stone, so it's open to changes, adjustments, improvements. Coolstutter@gmail.com. Better yet, I would love to receive an audio played on the air. So that's it. I have a lot of ideas to get stuttering, to promote stutterers. You know, the truth about stutterers. I mean, we're not weird. We're not. You'll notice on the redesign, there's a section right on the homepage at the bottom where I list myths that I debunk. You know, I say we're not, you know, unintelligent. It's not, stuttering is not caused by low self-esteem, etc., etc. Go check it out. I have a section about the podcast, a section on the comic, and I have a new feature called 101 Stuttering Links, where I'll be posting, take a wild guess, you're right, stuttering links. Just stuff that would, you know, anything that I find about stuttering or would be of use for stutterers, be it public speaking, whatever, dating and such. Feel free to submit any links. I'm done. Thank you for listening. Please stay subscribed, spread the word, leave reviews on iTunes, on wherever you found this podcast. I have it listed in a few places. I think Podcast Alley is one of them. I don't even remember. I'm so scatterbrained. Any case, I'm tired. I'm sleepy. It's 3:03 now. Happy New Year. You know what? I've been stuttering that all year. Oh, sign up. Remember, Twitter. Twitter.com/stutterdude. Follow me there. I'm also under my full name, Daniele Rossi. I'm surprised I didn't stutter on that. Usually, I stutter a lot when I'm tired. Maybe because I'm driving. Who knows? I'm disappointed. I really do want to record myself stuttering. Because every time I record, I don't stutter. I don't know why. I do have my severe moments. And they last. In any case. So now I'm going to leave. I keep saying I will, but I don't. Happy New Year. May 2009. I'm not going to say don't have stutterless moments. I'm going to say have moments that are not awkward. May you have an unawkward 2009, because it's not about whether you stutter or not. It's whether, like, how you feel about it, you know? Feel good about it, you know? I know it's a radical thing to say, but I accept it. It's a long process, but when you accept it, it's such a huge step towards, some fluency, controlling it, being fluent, than fluenter. You know what I mean. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm almost home. Maybe another 10 minutes. Yeah. Stutteringischool.com. I promise I'll stutter next time. Future shows, I'll have a rant that I've been meaning to make an episode on. Something that's been bugging me about how non-stutterers perceive my acceptance of stuttering. That will come up in the next episode, along with your goals for 09. So that's it, that's all. Happy New Year, and can't wait to receive your goals. Ciao.